Hare Krishna. We suffer not because of our attachment, but because of our detachment. Normally, we think that especially if we come to know a little bit about spiritual life, then we think that we are suffering because of our attachments. We may have attachment to wealth, or to fame, or to family, to position, and that attachment causes great anxiety. It causes trouble. And this theme is talked about in the Western tradition also, where there is a saying, uneasy is the head that wears the crown. Uneasy is the head. The crown is a great adornment, but then in order to get that crown, someone may come and kill the person. Just as Julius Caesar, he said, et tu Brutus, you too? All these people were traitors, where you, whom I considered a close friend, you also became a traitor. So he found he was betrayed and he was murdered. So what happens is that attachment do cause suffering. At the same time, we need to recognize that why do we get attached to things? Now, because our heart longs for love, and that longing for love cannot be denied or rejected. So the problem is not that we have a longing for love. The problem is that this longing for love is misdirected. When we redirect it towards Krishna, we actually get great satisfaction. We get supreme satisfaction. And that supreme satisfaction is what we really long for. And we fall for the worldly attachments because we turn away from Krishna. So the problem, as long as we are considering in terms of, oh, I'm attached to this, I'm attached to that, we are actually dealing with the surface. When we want to look deeper, why do I get attached to this? Because I'm detached from Krishna. If we were attached to Krishna, then that connection with Krishna would give us so much happiness that we would not look for happiness anywhere else. So rather than trying to deal with our attachments one by one, okay, I'll give that up. And then we find the attachments keep springing back again and again and again. Instead, we look towards Krishna. And we try to become attached to Him. And the more we become attached to Him, the more we'll realize that Krishna is all attractive. And connection with Him brings supreme satisfaction. The Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 7, verse 6, attachment to Krishna, the mind becoming attached to Krishna is considered the perfection of yoga. In 6.47, Krishna describes how the topmost yogi is one who fixes the mind on Krishna. Yoginam api sarvesham madgate nantaratmana shraddhavan bhajate yomam same yuktatamomata. Which a person is the topmost. Who is topmost? One who is among all yogis most closely connected with me. And Krishna goes in an alternative trajectory, and he says, in the 6th chapter he has told that one can become attached to Him through the practice of yoga. But in 7th chapter he says one can come to the same level, and how? I'll explain that. There he says the goal is, Maya Saktamanaha Partha Yogam Yunyan Madashrayaha Asamshayam Samagramma Yathagyasthasita Shrunu Shrunu. Here, what do you hear, Arjuna? That hear how you can, by practicing yoga, gain knowledge of me, and you can make your mind attached to me. So the same perfection that can be attained by the practice of yoga gradually, that can be attained rapidly by making the mind attached to Krishna through bhakti yoga. So the purpose of bhakti yoga and the primary driving force in bhakti yoga is not attachment, but attachment. The more we become attached to Krishna, the more automatically we become detached from everything else. Thank you. Hare Krishna.